Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli. And today, whether you're in Australia or Burma, it's Mad Monday. Yes, it is. The nation's gone mental, so it's up to Get This to pull it into line.
Tony explains his new T-shirt.
Yeah, that's the whole segment, apparently. Who won the football on the weekend? We've got the exclusive results of both the AFL and NRL grand finals. Stay tuned.
Tim Zura lifts the lid on the Sheffield Shield.
We've got a Cockney sing-along for all our emo listeners.
French guys tell us all about it.
What have you been laughing at that you really shouldn't have?
We go round the grounds with Tony Martin.
And sitting in for the whole second hour, country radio superstar Katie Diamond is back as we head bush.
Who you know fresher than Tony? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where Tony's lyrically at.
Yes, it's Get This with myself, Tony Martin, and Ed Cavalli, who's been accused of
low base politics. And he tells us something about the low base nature of
Ed Cavalli.
Just a little bit of Jerry Salamandering.
Straight from the treasurer's mouth. Here, Get This on Triple M. It's Lloyd Cole. Hello to anyone who's had a loss weekend. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M with myself, Tony Martin.
No forgiveness.
In the sidecar, we've got Ed Cavalli.
No remorse.
And of course, pushing the buttons, Richard Marsland.
No mercy.
Man, this summer.
I'm not sure why we've attracted those monikers. Probably because of our cutting-edge sports coverage.
Absolutely, Tony Martin.
Yes.
Should we? Let's not wait. Let's get straight in there.
What?
As we talk sports.
Oh, no.
All right, everyone, set your voices to this level and talk about struck matches.
We're not going round the ground,
nah,
are we?
Call blimey, that's the bed. So lively up yourself,
no.
Tony Martin. Big round of sport football coming to a climax over the weekend. Tune. So
yep.
We're going to go round the grounds with Tony Martin. Tone, how did you think Cooper Cronk played last night?
I don't know. What was he playing?
Rugby league?
He was excellent, that bloke.
Who?
Cooper Cronk.
That's him.
Is that his name?
Yeah, he's been cronking out.
That was his name.
That's his name.
I got his name right.
Hey!
Prize pack, please.
All right. The Storm got over the line last night, Tone. Storm beat the Sea Eagles. How'd you see it?
I'll be waiting for Mike Larkin on Channel 10 Weather to tell me how the Storm was over the weekend. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Tone.
Oh, that's one of those teams.
It's one of them teams.
Did they win?
Yeah.
I picked that.
Did you?
I did. Just earlier this morning.
I don't remember that when you read the paper.
I came in this morning. I said, I reckon the Storm won.
Well, you can read and look at pictures. All right, Geelong won by 120 points, Tone. A whitewash?
I don't know. I'll have to pop down to the Sphinx. The Sphinx that they have in Geelong, the one in Egypt is based on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll talk to Barry Works there. He'll let me know the mail.
Fantastic.
Coming up later in the show.
All right, Steve Johnston won the Norm Smith medal, Tone.
That's something I did know about.
Why is that, Tone?
He's powered by sunscreen, as we know. We were behind him all year.
We were. That's it. We've gone round the grounds with Tony Martin. Oh, dear, Tony.
Yes.
You've given us the mail like some sort of postie.
How? I didn't believe you're going to spring that on me in break one. Did you see
it,
Steve Johnson accepting the medal with the sunscreen moustache?
Can't help
it's a fantastic look. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm out of my depth. I went to the dentist this morning.
Ooh.
And no, nothing wrong. But he's doing the old, you know, the cleaning with the machine, sort of chipping away.
They don't look cleaner, Tony.
No, they never do. They will once I'm on a billboard, though. It's amazing how they come up on the billboards. I'm Donny Osmond in Brisbane. But I'm going, why are you taking so long cleaning behind there? And he's going, some kids have added Khan the Cat. Just in tiny, when I was asleep, obviously, I got
have
in
they
there.
Really?
So that's been chipped off.
Cheeky buddy.
Oh, hang on. Or for Sydney listeners, Khan the Storm.
No, that's Melbourne listeners, Tone.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Sea Eagles?
Yeah, but it's the NRL. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Either way, they were nail-biters. My nerves are shot since this weekend.
Yeah. Really?
Exciting games, weren't they? Oh, down to the wire.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
My heart was pounding after that first bounce.
What you're suggesting through your sarcasm is a complete waste of time.
Well.
So I was right not to get involved.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. Let's stick to something that I can do.
Mm.
Because Niles Twentyman has emailed in and he says, hey, Tony. Haven't heard you do one of your trademark Cockney sing-alongs in the new time slot.
Very true.
As Alan Bro pointed out, teenagers already half sounds like a music hall standard. Come on, Martin, pull the finger out.
Because you are lazy. Lazy.
So, Niles, here we go, just for you. It's My Chemical Knees Up.
That gold Now clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a city's in out of you. Cause they say they're gonna keep an eye on your son so they can watch all the things you do. The drugs that never work, they're gonna give you a smirk. They've got methods to keep you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds of all the cock in the murder machine. All teenagers scared of living shit out to me. They could care less as long as someone will bleed.
Bloody kids!
Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
All together now!
Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Keep it emo!
Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Yes, you never know what will play next. Eric, get this on Triple M. Thank you. The Foo Fighters with the Pretender here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Richard Marsland pushes the buttons on this show, in case you're wondering. Had a lot of complaints about that last song.
Oh, is that
not the Foo Fighters, just before that.
Okay.
The Knees Up, the My Chemical Romance fans have been on the line, but I'm afraid we have...
No Remorse.
There it is.
It's creepy. I'm going to hear that in bed at night. That's just got to be replaying my brain over and over again.
I thought you might be dating the voiceover like, guy.
Next week.
Looking for some international news. What's going on in the Ukraine? They're having their third round of elections in 3 years. Ukrainians are voting overnight in a snap election. There's a lot of focus on the Ukraine, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, the West is kind of keen on the Ukraine. Yeah. The Russians want to take over the Ukraine.
That's
or
right.
Is it part of Russia already? I'm not
it
sure.
It used to be.
Well, see, we're not even sure if it's a real country.
No.
I'm assuming everyone wants to get their hands on the Ukraine because of all that gold.
Oh, I think it's...
all that gold that they're just chucking away, if you've checked your email box lately.
It used to be chicken Kievs, but everyone was there and they're like, there's more to this place. I mean, sure, they've injected chicken with butter, and that's good. Mm. But look at this gold.
Open an email. I'm a member of the Ukraine royal family.
And Nigeria.
And so much gold.
Isn't that a conflict of interest, Tone?
I think it probably is. Mm. What's going on in Burma? Oh, well, we've seen the...
How's the junta going?
Well, they need to smarten up their image.
Do they what?
What about a theme song? Funky Junta.
That's nice.
I'm thinking... Peter Andre should give them a call. No, but I'm
What are you thinking? Peter Andre over there. Get all the junta doing sit-ups, washboard abs... beating protesters with six-packs.
Where that funky junta. Look who the leader of the junta is. I hadn't seen a picture of him before. Than Shwe. There he is, your Burmese strongman. Than Shwe. It's different from Feng Shui.
Very different.
With Than Shwe, you put all the furniture in the corner and open fire on it. But while that's happening, you're broadcasting footage of undamaged furniture.
Absolutely. Everybody's happy.
That's how it works over there. Mm. Enough international news. Sports. Well, I think we've covered the football, haven't we?
Yeah, well, people are ringing in saying, you know, that's fine, but football season's over.
Yeah. Look, Lee Simon and the Triple M footy team standing outside the studio with notepads going, show us how it's done, guys.
Can do, because it's now cricket season.
Yes.
And when we're looking for cricket news, we don't want to know what's currently happening.
No!
We don't care about Shane Watson's dodgy hamstring. We look to the 80s.
That's right.
And we look to Australia's second best glove man for the best part of 10 years, Timothy Zura.
Another reading from Tim Zura's The Gloves Are Off, and now from the facts, here's Ed Cavalier.
The boys were having a great time at my expense, and it continued to the official pre-test team dinner that night. The waiter not only forgot to deliver my entree, he overlooked my whole three-course order. It wasn't until the whole team had finished their main meal I was able to catch the waiter's attention, and a hastily prepared dinner was dished up, even though Merv Hughes pinched most of it when I wasn't looking. The knockout blow had to be around the corner, and sure enough, it struck on the first day of the test at Headingley. BJ had a dodgy groin, and I realised that the bus was leaving at 7:10. We had to rush. I ran on ahead of BJ to make sure the bus driver waited for him. By the time I got there, hundreds of kids and elderly people converged nearby in the hope of getting a few Australian autographs. But they didn't recognise me, even though I had my official outfit on, and I managed to get on the bus without much hassle. At least, that's what I thought. Blocking my path down the aisle was a 195-centimetre coal miner built like Shaquille O'Neal. I jumped up, tapped him on the shoulder, and asked if he wouldn't mind moving aside so I could get through. He just turned around, said, "Good afternoon, sir," and punched me square on the melon.
And thus spake Timmy Zura. Thank you very much, Ed Cavalier. If you'd like a copy of that book, where can people best start looking for one? Garage sales?
Salvation Army, in the bin, out the front, with friends on VHS.
Very nice. Okay, I know Shane Warne's some kind of cricketer. That's what I'm told.
Used to be.
Not much about him playing cricket in the news at the moment.
No.
Let's find out what they are saying next on Get This. Thank
Man,
you very much.
You are lucky those clicks go for a while, Tone.
We should loop them a bit. Still putting this show together.
Frantically trying to get clips together.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. If you've never heard it before, it's the radio equivalent of that bit in Wallace and Gromit where they're laying down the train tracks just before they get to that bit.
Yeah.
On the train. That's what we are. It's Get This.
I don't trust either one of them.
Oh, look, does that mean she trusts Richard? Is that what she's
Probably.
Saying?
Probably.
Pauline Hanson, just quickly, is she running in this election?
Well, does she need the cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's lodged an application to register her party. Now, as you understand it, Rich, what is the name of Pauline Hanson's party?
Well, it's always, it's Australia United.
Ah, see, that's what we thought. No, the actual name is Pauline's United Australia Party.
Right.
Just put her name at the front.
That's good.
So like Jim's mowing. That's fantastic.
Or the Tony Bartichio dancers.
I don't know. Am I going to vote for the Liberal Party,
nah.
The Labor Party, or Pauline's?
That's nice.
That sounds much more homely.
Sounds like a cake shop.
It does sound like a cake shop.
Please explain.
No, we can't do that. I'm sorry.
Cake is... No, never mind.
I don't know. Barry's have got some good policies. Oh, Davo's got some great stuff on the environment.
You got that Davo.
Just whack your name. That's what they need. Ruddy's.
Ruddy's ALP.
Drop all this Labor nonsense.
That's a good idea.
Just call it Ruddy's.
Bobby's Greens.
Look, let's get the listeners on board. I promised to read this out a couple of weeks ago. We had Andrew Mercado in.
TV
archaeologist. Every time he's in, Ed says, have you found the masters of potluck?
I know, I've got to keep it fresh in his mind.
Yeah, the classic mid-1980s, not pot of gold, people.
No.
Potluck, the later, crappier version.
Midday.
30 Sigley on Channel 10. Just a gold mine of material.
Unbelievable.
You wouldn't want to put it all out. But a beautiful two-disc compilation could be mustered.
Absolutely.
I feel. Got a beautiful email here from Simon Haynes. And have we got some appropriate music for something about potluck?
Okay.
What have you got? Okay. Simon says, I was a contestant on potluck.
Ooh.
A ventriloquist. Good old-style variety entertainment, thank you very much. I didn't win, but I was young and boyishly handsome enough to escape a mauling from Bernard King. Upon reflection, I probably could have earned more points by altering my voice, even just a little, when the puppet was talking to avoid confusing the audience. See, that was what potluck was all about. Because I could never be bothered with the whole not moving the lips thing that seems to be the cornerstone of other more professional vent acts.
No.
To clarify a few misconceptions, my episode was filmed in Brisbane.
It wasn't all shot in Adelaide. Roadshow.
The producers running the auditions knew it was destined for a midday time slot because I was told to change my act to make it more suitable for a daytime audience. My material was ripped straight from the world's best Jewish jokes book. When I was told to tone down the possible anti-Semitism, my old man immediately rushed out and bought the world's best Aussie jokes, and my new act was born. They filmed 3 or 4 episodes in a day, in an hour, I heard. And the studio audience, in quotes, was made up entirely of the contestants of the shows, as well as the makeup and stagehands people. Anyone they could rope in to fill a crowd shot. I think they were moving them around. So now the camera's coming from that side, everyone shift over to that side.
Mustaches on everyone.
Put a different shirt on.
No, put your wigs on.
Bernard was in fine form, tearing strips off contestants left and right. Yes, there were tears. While I remember Ernie chuckling away, taking stiff belts from a hip flask during the ad breaks.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure that wouldn't have been happening. Okay, beautiful stuff.
Hang on.
Haynes.
As a ventriloquist, he's done away with the changing of the voice and the lips moving. So essentially, it's just a bloke with his hand up a doll's ass talking.
In his normal voice. What indulgence is
reading here? From a book,
nonplussed.
See, this is what we're lacking.
Where is that?
They're trying too hard on the Sunday nights. The set is too big.
It's too many lights. It's too many haircuts.
Get it back to that. Oh. Straight off the street in Brisbane on a national TV. Okay, don't think the listeners are finished with us yet. They will be having having their way with us after this break. That's Ben Lee. Love him like the world is ending here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, brought to you by the Uta. Yeah.
Oi.
That's right. I'm drunk. It must be Mad Monday, it's the Uta. Yeah. Thank you. That's according to 4x4 Australia, the Nissan Navara. That's what I'm talking about, the Nissan Navara. Look at what they say about it. Very interesting article. It would be easy for Nissan to charge a steep asking price for the Navara given the extensive standard inclusions, but it's several thousand dollars cheaper than the most expensive ute in the dual cab category. Think about that for a moment, people.
Yeah, I mean, what could you do with that couple of grand?
Oh, stuff you could do with that.
Get some cats.
Get an ice cream at the movies.
Bang.
Put some nice china in the hutch. Get a nice teapot happening. Maybe something for the glory box.
I love how you're trying to make the china hutch sound sort of blokey.
What's a glory box?
I don't know why there is a glory box in the Nissan Navara. It seems like an odd inclusion.
What is a glory box?
Isn't the glory box something that you hang on to for your wedding day? That's right, yeah.
What's in it?
It's like a family heirlooms. Yeah. And,
is that where you keep the divorce papers?
Oh,
crack open in case of emergency.
It's not a metaphor for your virginity.
No.
Okay. Just right. As well. Let's get back to the... Oh, no, hang on. I promised Warnie, didn't I? I always forget when it's sports. But people are talking about Shane Warne. What's the latest? The women's mags always have the answers.
Who's got the scoop?
Well, last week was the new idea.
Oh, yeah.
And then Shane denied that story was true.
Yeah.
He denied the backdoor claims.
Absolutely.
The back door wasn't open, he said.
No, sure.
Then on the new idea today, you've got world-exclusive Simone hits back. Shane's a bully and a liar.
Uh-oh.
And what's going on the front of Woman's Day? Jemima confesses I'm Shane's new woman.
Who's Jemima?
Jemima Khan.
Oh, Imran Khan's ex-wife.
Yeah, was going out with Hugh Grant for a while there. But she's now definitely going out with Warnie. You know why? Because the photoshopping on this picture is top shelf.
It really is.
That's like they wouldn't have busted out top shelf Photoshop to make it look like they're together.
That's very true.
If they weren't together.
No. They use the tacky one, just the cut and paste where you can see the sellotape. But this one, I mean, those photographs look like they might have even been taken in the same decade. That's new.
It's incredible. But as Shane Warne says, anyone who's thinking of leaving their wife for a string of younger women...
I'd recommend it to anybody that's going a little bit bald and thinking of it.
There you go.
Get in there and have it done. It's pretty easy.
Fair enough. It's pretty easy.
Get it sorted. But listeners, what have they been sending us now? Now, that gentleman who said... What was his name?
Simon Haynes.
Simon Haynes. Beautiful email about Potluck. We've sent him a copy of Barge Arse and the Olden Days on DVD.
Yeah.
DVD of the year, according to 4x4 magazine.
They haven't announced their stuff.
Yeah, they haven't said anything publicly. But I know that's what they're thinking. And also, send something to this bloke here. What's he sent us, Rich?
It's from Chris, a.k.a. Spanky.
Oh, hello, Spanky.
Hey, guys. Taped the ABC News in Brisbane last night and got these quotes. This is great. I love it when people are getting into the show so much that they're writing stuff. This is great.
That's right.
Here's what I'm thinking. So he sent us these audio grabs.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. For the first quote, the first audio bit, Tony could say, who'll be our guest for the next hour?
Okay, I haven't heard this, so who'll be our guest for the next hour?
And play the clip thus.
Will it be Julia Gillard? Will it be Lindsay Tanner? Will it be Peter Gareth? Well, it could be.
Hilarity ensues, Marsland laughs.
That's not bad.
Yeah, why is the Prime Minister doing his address to the nation from a toilet? What's going on there? Have you noticed he loves saying Peter Garrett?
Yeah.
He's always Peter Garrett. It's like it's something contemptuous.
Really
something
ridiculous.
It's like you're saying a dog turd. What's that over there? It's a bit of Peter Garrett,
the singer who lost his voice. For the second audio bit, Tony could be introducing Ed's prizes, the total value of which is...
So that's what I say?
Yeah.
Ed's fantastic prizes with a total value of...
$600 billion. $600 billion. Billion. $1 billion.
Once again, hilarity, Marsland laughs.
Absolutely.
What's the inference in this? That I'm laughing Richard Marsland?
Yeah, you're a laughing fool.
I'm a chuckle box? I probably am. I've had to listen to some of those podcasts. Still waiting for one of my emails to make it on air. I'm glad you addressed the spelling mistake on your website. You didn't have to make a whole new site, though. Just moving the offending apostrophe would have been fine.
Okay.
Love the show. I'm applying for producer at Brisbane Community Station Switch, 11:97 AM.
Oh, I know their work.
Yeah.
But why would you name a radio station? I'm sure they do fine work.
Yeah. Mm.
But Switch? Like a radio station called Switch?
What do you mean, like switch over?
You're giving people ideas.
Oh, yeah. Just call your TV network, flip around now, people.
If I get the position, I'll no doubt be using some, let's face it, all of your ideas in the show. But we've used a couple of yours.
No, it's beautiful. We've got an ideas exchange program going.
Thank you very much.
Sure, the Brisbane office of Triple M will be very happy to hear about that.
Is there any chance you could email me your ratings for the last period? I'd be really interested to see them. Also, do you have the podcast figures? Oh, I'm talking Nash and Reg as well, just so you know.
But not Taz.
No, not Taz. No. Thank you, Chris, a.k.a. Spanky.
All right, good work.
Well, Spanky's got a nickname, which is the first thing you need in radio.
Yeah, that's true. We also, you need some listeners. That's obviously a bonus when you're doing a radio show. Yeah. We've heard what they've got to say in writing. Let's meet them in person next on Get This. Shimmer. That'll be fuel here at Get This around the nation on Triple M, home of the Get This podcast, 131.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, went up on...
What's in there, Tone?
Went up on Friday night. It should still be up there, I'm hoping. The Fridge Whisperer, that's Richard Marsland in action. Yeah, a bit of Britney Spears and Commissioner Gordon talk. Dodgy school trips, that ain't right.
Anyway.
Shane Bourne and George McEncrow. Oh, that beautiful moment when George was... counselling you on your love life.
Oh, you know what the best thing about that was?
Yeah.
Heaps of people heard it. Great.
And now it's been preserved on the internet for all time.
You know, some really nice phone calls over the weekend.
All right.
There was a photo.
Yes, there was a photo of Ed over the weekend in the social pages again. Two weeks running. How have you done it? Let's talk about that more as we climb Talkback Mountain. Thank you, the late Warren Zevon and the very unlike Mr. Matty D on the Pots and Pans. That was suggested by whoever it is who runs the original Get This Tribute MySpace page.
Fantastic job they do as well. Yeah.
There's about seven of them. They're all great.
They're all great.
But
we thank everyone dearly for taking an interest.
The man who started off with just one tatty Passiona High poster and has turned it into an empire online. So good on you, sir. Yes, that's right, Ed in the social pages again. And I only point this out because this...
Well, we only point this out because...
Because this is the most K.D. Lang you have ever looked in a photo. Tell me I'm wrong. Have a look at that.
Constant craving. That is the only way to describe that. My eye is getting lazier and... Look how fat my head is. Man, that is... I've even got the striped jacket like KD wears.
That's right.
No need to give it to me. I've already got a copy.
Oh, right.
He's got his one laminated. Just pass it back. Who is the young lady that you're accompanying there, or should we not talk about that?
No, we got put together. They do that thing where you're just standing there, and because you're by yourself, they go, hey, you're not that much of a loser. Here, somebody you hardly know.
So it's got Sophie Christian and Ed Cavalli enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
So there's someone you've never met before.
No,
so
I kind of know them, but
enjoyed the show separately.
I kind of know them, but it's not like, you know.
Okay, all right.
It's not like you're suggesting. It's not like you'd like Martin.
But we should get that one. We need a higher resolution of that. See if you can get it from, I think that was in the Herald Sun on Saturday in Melbourne. Let's get a copy of that with more pixels.
Lovely.
And then we can do what will be the best ever Cavalli v. Lang on the website. I'd like to get it to the point where people don't know who's who.
That's a good idea.
That's a beauty, though.
That's a really good idea.
Okay. That's all part of the mad antics of the weekend. Mad Monday, football, etc., etc.
Yep.
What are we doing here?
Well, we're playing Sensible Monday.
Oh, are we? Sensible Monday.
Yeah, now...
Didn't sound very sensible.
Well, I know that Richard spent the morning giving Warwick Kappa a genital sponge bath.
Not again.
All right. That's good stuff.
And he enjoyed it. Now, what we're looking for is it's Mad Monday, so footballing and footballing aficionados all around Australia right now are just, you know, getting hammered and getting tats of it and tying themselves to things.
Public holiday or not in your town, it's mad.
It's absolutely cuckoo. Now, we want to know what dull things are you doing as we play Sensible Monday.
Sensible Monday, because I went to the dentist this morning.
Okay.
I have a fantastic dentist. He's got... the posh Scottish accent. You know, the very...
Oh, he's one of the three, is he?
The lyrical posh Scottish accent. Yeah, yeah. So nothing sounds like bad news. It's, oh, Mr. Martin, your entire family have been wiped out in a Zeppelin accident. You can say that to him. You go, oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks sounds very much.
Sounds great. So I saw him.
Shall we have some shortbread?
Then I came in and sang some Cockney versions of My Chemical Romance songs.
Yes. Very sensible day for you, Martin.
And then I was nosed down in the women's mags for the rest of it. What is in the women's mags today? The Woman's Day has an article about Antonia Kidman.
No.
And it's great looking at pictures of Antonia Kidman because you can see what Nicole's lips would look like if she hadn't had them done.
There you go.
That's what I find.
Or if she wasn't half dude.
When it says those posters, the bigger things with Antonia Kidman, I'm assuming they're talking about Nicole's lips.
I think so.
I'll go past. I'll pretend I didn't hear the half dude line.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty sensible, I guess.
Well, I had a very sensible morning. Got up, missed Batman, very upset.
Oh, that's not like you.
Went and had breakfast a couple of times.
Yeah.
Rode my bike in here.
Man! No,
crazy.
Sensible.
Sensible.
Sensible. Sensible. Sensible Monday. So you're a hobbit. You have a second breakfast. Fantastic.
Yeah. Richard?
I spent much of my Monday morning searching for audio grabs of Nicole Corns.
Oh, yes. Now, who's this?
Now, she is running for the federal seat of Boothby in Adelaide.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
she's one to watch.
Yeah, really?
Because she's had a series of clangers.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, she was on the ABC radio last week and basically just undid all of Labor's hard work over the past 7 months. because she's running for Labor and she's not necessarily prepared.
No.
Because they did a doorstop interview with her as soon as she announced and she wasn't exactly across all the things.
Yeah.
And she dared to offer a situation on uranium mining. Mm. An opinion.
Yep.
And it was actually the opposite opinion to what Labor's policy
Fantastic.
Was. Fantastic. And there's a new one as well, outlining a policy about the work choices, government's work choices. The Labor Party IR policy.
Hang on. You say Labor Party.
Yep, she's running for Labor.
I hear they're going to change their name, Pauline Hanson style, to just Kev's Party.
That's good.
Vote Kev's Party.
Well, she was asked to outline the policy at a community forum. Quote, what is it that people don't get? Is it specific policy and details? We can all go to a website and do that.
That's true.
So just go to the website.
Okay.
So I've been looking around for little audio grabs too, because that's one to watch.
Yeah.
And it's one to keep an eye on. And also, later on tonight, I'll be cleaning the heads on my VCR.
Oh, sensible Monday.
Do you know what we should say? A little postscript to that story.
Yeah.
Do you know why Richard's laying the boot into that?
No,
fine.
I'm not laying
no,
boot.
No, fine. You are.
You're letting her dig her own grave.
Yeah, a fine candidate for the Boothby.
She's John Howard's secret weapon.
You know what it is? Yeah, she's a plant. It's because she took Richard's column in the Adelaide Herald.
Oh, there it is. Is that what it is?
No, I used to write opposite her.
Uh-huh.
She didn't necessarily
take
it.
And she's still there with the column?
No, she was still there until she announced she was running for government. And then obviously there was a conflict.
Oh, there's lingering bitterness.
So bitter.
Full disclosure here at Get This. Okay. Anything.
Sensible Monday.
You don't have to have been strapped to a boom gate.
No, sensible. Let's keep it low key.
Call us up and tell us about your sensible Monday. 133353. Yeah, that'd be the Divinyls, Only Lonely here at Get This Around the Nation, meaning that for some of our listeners it's a holiday, for others it's not. But who's having a sensible one? Ed Cavalli.
Hi, Kathy.
G'day. How are you guys?
Well, we're excellent. What are you doing this sensible Monday?
Well, I am a Geelong supporter, so you'd think I'd be partying,
yeah,
but I've just done an extra 4 hours at work.
Oh.
So
doing
not only
what?
Have I worked, I sell ducks.
You sell ducks?
I do.
Have you heard our listener, Silo, that delivers ducks?
I do. He works for our company.
Oh, it's one big happy family.
Well, because, you know, Silo believes...
People want ducks.
And do you find that to be true? People want ducks, Kathy?
Everybody loves a love-a-duck-duck.
Absolutely right.
Okay, now, what exactly are these ducks? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are these, like pets or like food?
When people want ducks, they go and shoot them from the sky, do they not?
No, these are food.
Oh, food ducks.
Okay.
They are. We sell to restaurants and butchers.
A little bit low yield, I find, your duck. It's in the lobster category. It's a lot of work for not a lot of meat. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can I tell you that love-a-duck-ducks have the highest meat content of all ducks in Australia?
Wow. More meat per duck.
We've just
That's right.
segued into an editorial. Beautifully
so,
done.
Yeah, well done, Kathy. No prize for you.
Can I just say, did you know Silo, since his minor fame in this segment, has got his own MySpace page? People like ducks. You didn't know about that?
I didn't. I'll mention that at work.
Yeah, there's some pretty fruity photos of you. You might want to check it out.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Well plugged.
Who else is having a sensible Monday in Cavalry?
Craig, how are you?
Good. How are you guys going?
We are excellent. What are you doing this sensible Monday?
I'm lodging tax returns.
Oh, it doesn't get me out of the
bed. And I mean hundreds of tax returns.
Really?
Right. Is this because you've set up a number of illegal shelf companies or because you're a tax officer yourself?
No, I'm an accountant in Brisbane.
Oh.
It's a bit fiddly to lodge them, so you tend to let them pile up.
Yeah.
And when the clients ring and say, oh, my refund has an issue, you sort of say, oh, I better get around to lodging that one.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
But a pile of about 200 returns, which have been done over the last 12 weeks,
yeah,
and I'm just lodging them.
My accountant last year forgot to lodge my tax return, and I got a $400 fine. And when I complained about it to him, he went, yeah, but you can claim that on tax, mate.
There you go.
I don't know if that's technically true, but that's what he claimed.
It isn't technically true.
Oh.
And us tax agencies, all the excuses under the sun as to why the refund hasn't issued. Mm. Most of them all crap.
Thank you very much.
Basically, they haven't lodged them.
Okay.
Right, and what's your top tax tip for 07, sir?
Home office expenses.
Home office expenses.
The ATO will say it's not deductible,
right,
but I think they are.
Now, Ed Cavalry, Ed would like to know if he can claim the kitchen as a home office because he does talk about it on the air a lot.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. That's a possibly.
Find a nexus, a bit of record keeping, maybe make some recordings so you can play at the audit.
That's a good idea. I can just play the fridge working.
Just send them podcast 111.
They're fantastic. Just play a tape of me eating a banana on air and bang, I'm away. All right, thank you, Craig.
G'day. Great stuff. Thanks, Craig.
Jason, how are you?
G'day, guys. How are you going? Can I start by saying, first of all, and Richie, get ready with the applause. Second-time caller, long-time Nissan Navara driver.
Oh, wow.
Well done,
wow.
Mr. Navara. Give him something special, Richie.
You've done well.
Oh, actual applause.
I just get a bit of John Laws in there, that's all.
Very nice. No problem. Good on you.
Is your hair made of metal?
No, mate, but it is receding, so I'll have to speak to Shane very shortly as well.
He's got all the tips. What are you doing this sensible Monday, Jason?
I'm the only person in our company that's actually working.
Everyone ducks.
Because all the Sydney guys are on holidays today. And also, I've got to say, and I've just found out from your people there, it's not a public holiday in Victoria, so I don't know what's going on.
No.
I can't find them as well, so I'm the only person working today.
No.
Sweet. Just whichever party wants to be elected in November, just promise more public holidays.
That's the only
really
way to do it.
Want.
It's the only way to do it. So, Jason, are you taking the time to play a bit of Guess Who? You know, leaving a few, go get the genitals photocopied, leave it on some desks for tomorrow?
Well, I've thought about actually faxing my ass a few times to Victoria, but I have just been out for the long lunch, settling down, doing that sort of stuff. In fact, I'm about to go home.
Yeah, have a nap. You've earned it.
Yes.
I think so.
Which telecommunications company can get your ass around the nation quickest?
Yeah, absolutely.
This ass was due in Victoria 10 minutes ago. I'm switching.
Thank you, Jason.
Time for one more sensible Monday testimony. Who have we got?
G'day, Bo. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, Ed. How's it going?
We're excellent, mate. What's happening on this sensible Monday for you?
It's not my sensible Monday. It's my cousin's. Mm-hmm. It's a sensible, but it's somewhat of a bombshell I got for you.
Yes. What's he doing?
He's sanding floors.
He's sanding floors. Nothing unusual about that.
Fairly sensible. Here comes the bombshell. Simone Warne's floors.
Simone Warne? Nate Callahan's floors?
Yeah, it's Simone Callahan. Yeah.
And is he making any moves? Because I think she's available.
Oh, well, I've told him to kit himself up with like a voice recorder and a camera or something.
Mm.
Could make himself a bit of coin on Women's Weekly.
That's right,
Okay. Is it because previously the floor creaked when Shane used to get home at 4 o'clock in the morning?
It may well be because of that.
Well, that is a bombshell, Bo. Thank you so much.
I sanded Simone's floors. New idea exclusive next week.
17 pages. He'll get a television show, that guy.
I certainly hope so. Thanks to everyone who had a
sensible one
today. Great callers. Hello, wherever you're listening, public holiday or not, in the next hour. Oh, Katie Diamond is here from the original Get This
Team. Original.
It's going to be great. But what we're going to talk about is things that you've been laughing at that you really shouldn't.
No.
We're going to try and get into some trouble in the next hour. Get this.
Inviting residents of aged care facilities to so-called vaudeville afternoons.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Do what I want,
because I can, if I don't because I wanna.
No mercy.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
That's right, it's Stephen Segal in the second hour of Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, brought to you by Nissan Navara. A round of fake applause for Katie Diamond, please. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Tone.
Welcome back.
Katie, of course, Ed. Part of the original Get This team, now making good on the country radio, broadcasting out of Albury on the border of New South Wales, Victoria.
Yes.
Did you this morning pop down to the border and stand on one side and go, now I'm a holiday, over the border, now I'm not on holiday?
Yes. Made the public holiday by 5 metres.
Hey.
Not bad. Yeah. Brilliant.
Now, are you a mad footy supporter?
No, I hate it. You couldn't avoid it over the weekend, but I did everything in my power to try and avoid it. Couldn't
really?
Do it.
Yeah. I mean, we're nerds. What's your excuse?
I'm not into it. It just possesses people and it's sick.
But I went to the football with your boyfriend.
Yes, I heard all about it several times.
Well, it was an emotional day for both of us. He made me wear a wig and he called me Katie and it was lovely. but he was, you know, he was tearing up at the end of it. That doesn't mean anything to you. And his parents were crying. It was beautiful.
It was revolting.
Okay, good.
Wow, so does this cause tension in the relationship or the opposite of that?
No, he said to me, can you please support me with this? This is really important. Mad Cat supporter.
Yeah, he's a Mad Geelong fan.
Mad Geelong supporter. And I'm like, you know what? If you were playing in a grand final, I'd support you.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cats, you're not playing in it. I'm sorry. You're on your own, mate.
Maybe that's how it should run. Maybe only relatives of the players should be allowed into the ground.
Wow.
Yes, please, something save me. Tone, surely you weren't into it.
No, I don't understand it. I mean, they've said to me that I should get a team, but it would sound so dodgy on air. Yes, come on, the Saints.
Yeah.
It would sound. Although, my father-in-law, I found out recently, in his 70s, he probably doesn't want to say the exact year, but he's a Collingwood supporter, was born on the day Collingwood won a premiership, like 70-something years ago.
Wow. Did he get a tattoo?
I'm sure he has.
The day he was born, straight out and straight to the tat parlour.
Give me a pie.
Yeah, lovely.
That's all they did in the old days. He's the illustrated man.
Mm.
Look, I've heard enough jazz flute to last a lifetime. Let's get into the show proper here and get this. Powderfinger, I don't remember here. Get this around the nation on Triple M. And thanks very much to Graham from Brisbane, who's called us up to say that tonight, or rather tomorrow morning, 1:35 in the morning on the ABC, you can see Tony Martin, the original Tony Martin, in a movie called Two Tickets to Broadway. That's where we broadcast from every afternoon.
Top hats, everyone.
Singular sensation.
Turn.
Every little step she takes.
Ball kick, turn.
Time slot, it's Broadway here on Triple M, and helping us fill the tap shoes, Katie Diamond's back from the original Get This way back in 2006. Weren't those the days, Katie?
Oh, weren't they the days?
How was life different back in 2006, do you remember?
I was driving a Daihatsu Mizuno.
Oh, those were very foolish days.
Yeah, and a bright pair of newcomers called Bros had the world at their feet.
Absolutely.
We're all a year younger.
Oh, fringes were a lot higher in those days, weren't they?
Yes. Tony didn't have the T-shirt he's wearing today.
No, I was going to say, Tone, somebody's mentioned.
I've never in my life ever worn horizontal stripes.
It
although,
works for you, Tone. You look big. You look bigger than Ed.
It's fattening. That's what it is.
It's a Marcel Marceau tribute.
This, my father-in-law mentioned him earlier, born on the day Collingwood won a premiership 78 years ago or so, brought me this striped T-shirt. And I've never worn one, so I've put it on. Everyone just thinks it's hilarious. Cecilia's calling me Where's Wally? Yes, again, it started all over again. But I walk through the house.
But you look like Where's Wally's nemesis, because he wears white and red and you've gone blue and white.
This is the evil.
You look like his evil twin.
I just thought it looked like I was off on a yachting holiday. But every time I walk through the house at home, my wife sees me, she just starts doing the man trapped in a box miming. Apparently I'm mimed up and ready to go. All right, enough about me. Katie, what is going on? The world, the nation needs to know. Albury, what's the hot topic?
What's going on in the Bree? Oh, well, we had Silverchair and Powderfinger there the other week.
Ooh. Oh, did they come on your show?
No.
They're doing Reach.
They're doing Reach, but they're not going in on your show.
No.
And you are the queen of Albury.
Yes, of course I am. Star FM. Do the brekkie show there. But the other day I had a we opened up the phone lines on the show because I went to the supermarket.
Yes.
And they were quite passionate about this because I was eating grapes walking around the supermarket.
You're a thief.
You would think, okay, this was the problem,
Ed. Oh, you haven't paid for them yet and you're already tucking in.
You would think that everyone tries before you buy with grapes. Apparently not.
Nope.
An abundance of callers aggressively arguing with me saying that that's stealing.
It is stealing.
I don't think it is.
If you can't just go into a shop, I can't walk into the Mazda dealership and just go, well, I'm just going to take this to the shops and maybe I'll be back in a week and then come back. I can't try before I buy everywhere. Before you buy anywhere, though.
Yeah.
You can't walk into the spray tan, get it done, then wander out and go, no thanks. You've already got the tandoori.
Go to the 7-Eleven and ask if you can try the contraceptives.
They'll
show you the door. They will.
You smoke one cigarette out of their pack and they say you got to buy it.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Okay, so if you say something like that on your radio show in Albury, does that mean the whole town knows when you're walking down the street it's kind of a scarlet letter situation? There she is. That's the grave eater.
No. The beauty of radio is no one knows what you look like.
As demonstrated by our outfits today,
gentlemen. Ed's still in his PJs with the little bears on them.
Thank you very much.
Interesting choice of sleepwear there.
Every now and then, Katie, I don't know if this happens in Albury, but they suggest, hey, why don't we put up some webcams?
They've got that in the Mildura one.
But in Mild?
That's not what radio's about. Radio's about theatre of the mind.
Exactly. Mm. I would die if
we always
did
say,
that.
Well, what happens when we play a sketch?
Yeah.
It's just us sitting there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or are we expected to get up and act the entire sketch out?
So when it's all a fraud.
When the giant baby comes in, we've got to have Richard in a giant samurai. I guess it could be done. It'd be an elaborate show.
That baby threw up all over me, too. That's not something I want to look forward to.
Yeah. Yes, that's.
Thanks.
They call that podcastable. Look, we've got a lot to get to in this hour. We're going to hear about the Prime Minister, because it's just been pointed out to me, you know, if John Howard does go, the prospects for comedians, because Rudd's given us bugger all.
Yeah,
Rudd, he's not on board.
So I think comedians are going to be flying the flag for Howard this election.
Really?
Just really, for a work situation. We're going to find out what's going on with the Prime Minister and also what shouldn't you laugh at. We'll find out in this hour of Get This. Oh, yes. The classic sounds of the flock of seagulls. I ran here at Get This around the nation. Katie Diamond, part of the original cast of this show, is sitting in today, kicking goals up in Albury or down in Albury, depending on where you're listening. Do you get into any trouble on your show, Katie?
We had Warwick Kappa join us the other day.
Oh, yeah, really?
Say no more.
Say no more, exactly. That man's amazing, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just opened his mouth and you're like, oh, crap, here we go. And he chose, this is when his new movie had come out.
Hang on.
It's porno.
You're talking about the porno movie or Yobbo's Up the Guts?
Oh, I didn't know about Yobbo's Up the Guts. What's that one?
Yeah, well, that's a whole segment in itself.
Makes the porno look pretty good, actually.
Hang on, so you're saying that the famous Kappa porno is out and about?
It's out and about.
And
it's $60.
He's getting
onto
Albury Radio to shift some units.
Yes. And he sold the tape to somebody else who is making money off it. So he's a bit upset about this because he thought it was going to this man for private use, which I'm like, hold on, wouldn't you be more disturbed that the man wants it for private use? But he wasn't. But anyway, so he kept on talking and then he got us into trouble because he decided to tell us how big his male appendage is.
Right.
So people of Albury didn't like knowing how big Warwick's.
Really? That's where you cross the line in Albury, is it?
Yeah. And that went too far, apparently. I didn't see the problem with it, but it was.
But how long?
Informative.
Speaking of length, your show is 4.5 hours long. Mm. So you've got to get to everything. You can't really turn down anything on a 4.5 hour show.
No.
Can you?
You can't turn down Warwick Kappa. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Ed's just trying to imagine it. Or else
don't imagine it, Ed. Don't go there in your head.
Just trying to imagine how he measured it.
Well, because of his numerical skills.
Yeah, I mean, never mind.
Okay, maybe don't. He was in trouble recently.
And then he knows it offhand as well.
You know,
he's got the stats.
He's got the figures in front of me, guys.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But what was the trouble he was in recently with sports and kids at sports?
That's right. Wasn't he getting a bit too overheated, Janice Soprano style?
No.
At the sporting games or one of his kids, he was getting into it, getting a bit physical almost.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. A bit punchy.
Have we got a recording of one of those kids' footy games?
All right, that's good stuff.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much. So was he in the studio with you or just on the phone?
No, just on the phone. He was in the I don't think he leaves the Gold Coast anymore. He's a meter maid up there. He's a busy man, Warwick.
Yeah, he's headed
his hand in everything.
Campaigning.
The mayor's office is where he's headed up there. Okay, drop some names. Who have you had on your show, big names in Albury? Who comes there?
Oh, see, we did this last time, and I think as far as we got was Ricky Lee.
So there's been
no one since then except for Wazza. Wazza and Ricky Lee. And the local mayor.
The local mayor.
We are talking roundabouts.
Yeah. Yeah, talking roundabouts. That's what we talked last time.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's the any developments in all the roundabouts we should know about?
No, not just yet. No.
Okay.
I'll ask for new ones to be put in next time, and then I'll have something more to talk to you.
Stay tuned. Yes.
But you know, you can. I'm guessing on a 4.5-hour show, we would get into a lot of trouble. We might play some more music, though, so we'd probably be in less trouble in that regard. But have we said anything that's been causing trouble? I know.
Oh, I called my mother a witch the other day.
Ooh, yeah, see, that's...
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny, you know, and she didn't. So...
What did she do? What'd she say?
Oh, it's normally just a phone call, and then there's, like, a lot of other talk about the cats and all that kind of stuff, which she sucks me in with that. Like, she'll call up and say, the cats are on the couch. Really? Let me listen to their tales. Right? And then... And then she'd be like, yeah. Anyway, Edward, what makes you think I'm a witch? I'm like, oh.
You're not floating.
Zero, dear. I'm like, Mum, I can hear the cauldron in the background, you know. I sent you a gnat last week. I know you need that for a spell. And then she hangs up.
Sarah. You're a cat man.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, it's a bit now.
I hate all this talk of Burma. Why are people so down on Burma? Hey?
I find something really unmanly about men and cats.
No, same here.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, same here.
There's nothing butcher than a man walking down the street with a cat on a lead.
Yeah, they're so hard to control. A dog just does what it's meant to do. Try leading a cat on a string. You'll be walking along the top of a fence for hours.
Before you know it.
All right, but this is a good topic because sometimes one of the best ways to get into trouble, I find, is to laugh at something that you shouldn't really laugh at. Let's talk about that next on Get This. That'll be Live and Let Die, the way it was always meant to sound, Guns N' Roses style. Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, Katie Diamond, part of our show in 2006, is back on board this afternoon. And we're going to talk about things that you've been laughing at that you shouldn't have laughed at, things that get this sound. Yeah, we know that sound only too well here at Get This. And it just gets worse and worse, isn't that? Yeah. Okay, but it's in the news at the moment because of, you know, Chris Lilley and things, topics for comedy that shouldn't be topics for comedy, that sort of thing. Mm. We've all done a bit of it. I've got into that sort of trouble recently. There's a name that comes up in the credits of certain English TV shows, a show we like called Spaced.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Black Books.
Ah, yes.
If you look at the end credits, there's somebody whose name is spelt this way. First name, A-N-I-L.
I like this, but I like where this is going.
Second name, M-I-S-T-R-Y. To me, that's pronounced anal mystery. Nobody else seems to find that funny in my place. That's the reaction it gets. I was watching it.
Who doesn't find that funny?
Well, because I'm sure it's not pronounced that way. I was watching it with a friend of mine whose name is Amrit Singh. He didn't find it funny. No, it's pronounced Anil.
Nah, it is not.
Okay,
That's amazing. I love it.
Fantastic.
You shouldn't really laugh at people's names, but when it looks really close to anal mystery, it's hard not to do a bit of a... But shouldn't have happened.
Wish my name was that.
Really?
Yeah.
Aubrey Breakfast with anal mystery.
I would be a lot cooler. Katie. How boring's Katie? Imagine I was anal.
Well,
get her on the show.
4.5 hours worth. But you're not Katie on your own show, are you?
No, Monty.
And this is because it's such a big radio market in Albury that there's already a Katie.
Yes, there is already a Katie. So they're like, change your name. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Should've gone with Derek.
I should have. Imagine I have it. Wayne. All right, I'll be Wayne.
Who came up with Monty? Whose idea was that?
Ryan Shelton. Ryan called me Monty.
Shelbo so Shelton.
That's a idea, I guess.
It's an idea.
Cotton darn.
But do you get into trouble for laughing at things you shouldn't laugh at, Katie?
Well, I never had a dog growing up, so I don't get the bond. Tony will hate me for this because I know you're such a dog man.
Yes, I was in the cat sort of class.
And?
It went over, married into a dog family.
Yeah. This is what happens.
Went across to the other side.
Mm.
My friend had a dog who he absolutely loved, this dog called Ozzy.
Yep.
And this was a really ugly dog. It was like a cat dog, if you will. You know a dog when it's a pathetic excuse for a dog?
Oh, like a pug?
No, not a pug.
Oh, a tiny little...
Yeah.
Oh, we call them rat on a string.
A rat on a string.
You'll often see people just walking a rat on a string up the street and it's a dog, apparently.
It's embarrassing. It's like walking a cat, not like when...
It actually isn't like walking a cat.
Well, it is. It's like you walking your cat. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
If I walked a cat, I would be butcher than bikers, footy players and tradies all put together. Me in the three-piece brown corduroy suit walking a cat along the street. Just try and yell poofter at me. Just try.
It does attract the word poofter for some reason, that suit. I can't imagine why. So what have you been laughing at dog-wise?
Well, because anyway, my friend's dog, which he, well, this was just his dog. He loved this dog. I didn't get it because it was so ugly. I never wanted to touch it. The dog died.
Yeah.
And he called me crying and I laughed.
Wow.
It's funny.
Oh, okay. And that would have attracted
a lot of crickets. Yeah. There.
Cricket.
Would, some people would call it heartless. No. I think the world's better off without Ozzy because it was an ugly dog.
Dang, oh, well. Fantastic. There you have it.
That's the kind of stuff.
Cop that.
Dragging them to breakfast in Albury.
Touche.
Mr. Cavalier, you often laugh at things inappropriately. Any lately?
Well, in my street, as you know, it's known for the transactions that happen nightly between people in cars and ladies on the street.
Ladies of the night.
That's very carefully worded. Now, beautifully done.
What I am finding just hilarious is who they turn down. The other, because the other night I was walking home and a guy pulled up and he leaned out the window and went, "How you going?" And she went, "Get lost."
More power to her.
It was so good. Because he was like, he's like, "She can't reject me. She just can't." All the other girls, absolutely. This one, hang out. Get lost. Fantastic.
Out of the ball.
Fantastic.
Okay, but if you laugh at it, there's going to be this sound.
Why is there going to be
Well, at least amongst the ladies of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're not going to find
it. Just go with it, Katie. It's a sonic action trigger.
Mr. Marsland, have you been giggling inappropriately?
Well, very difficult to top, but I was at McDonald's the other day and I saw this guy try and leap over one of the little
Can you shut the door? It's still windy. I can still hear wind.
And there was a guy, there's like a low brick wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it comes up to about your knee.
Yep. Yeah.
And this guy thought he'd be sort of, you know,
a
I
legend.
Think he was trying to impress someone.
Yeah.
With him, and he went to leap over it. But he sort of timed it wrong and got both, not just the first, but both feet caught on the other side.
Bang.
And he had one of his hands in his pocket so he couldn't protect himself.
Yeah.
Face plant.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one. And oh, just the top.
Oh, not the teeth.
The top teeth of the grill.
Yeah. Oh.
Bleeding ambulance, but still, I was laughing my head off. And I feel terrible, but. Oh, I think he'll be okay. We'll just get some caps in. This poor guy.
That's great.
Love it.
But chicks dig wall jumps. That is true.
Yeah, we do. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's me.
We need you to help out with this one, listeners. Call us up. Tell us something you laughed at that you shouldn't have. 1-3-3-5-3.
Get this.
Some of the wording was just totally inappropriate. Words like vulva, ovum.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
You're listening to Triple M, the home of Get This Around the Nation.
That's right.
With myself, Tony Martin, Richard Marsden, Pritchard's Buttons,
right,
and we've got Ed Cavalier here.
Hello.
Katie Diamond, shock jock from Albury.
Hello.
Is sitting in today.
I feel so Kyle Sanderlands when you say that.
Yeah, well, I think you've already offended someone here, that dog you were talking about, the bloke who owns it.
Yeah.
Wait till you get out of this studio. You're in a lot of trouble with Zach from downstairs.
Oh, I am too.
That's our topic today. What have you been laughing at that you really shouldn't have? Who's got an example, Ed Cavalier?
G'day, Scott.
How you going?
Excellent, bro. What have you been laughing at?
I was over in Amsterdam loitering the streets a few years ago and I was walking down there and seeing this old fella. I thought he was going to dodge his big dog turd on the footpath, but he stepped straight in it. Next thing you know, he's about 2 foot in the air, horizontal, and laying flat on his back in it. All his money come out of his pocket, and like he would have been about 70-odd years old. And I sort of panicked to start with, and then I just pissed myself up.
And you know
sorry, it's got crickets from our studio audience, but fair enough.
And Scott, the thing is that no one batted an eyelid because pretty much everyone in Amsterdam, as far as I know, is just standing on the streets giggling at nothing, aren't they? Thank you.
That's true.
Good to talk to you,
it's
Scott.
It's a hard one to make deliberate looking, I find, you know. It's easy to make a trip look like you're doing some kind of dance, but looking like you meant to step in the dog turd
and then land in it,
it's a hard one to pull off.
It's just a fringe festival show I'm working on. G'day, Mick. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
We are excellent. What did you laugh at, son?
This weekend, I just took my four children, three girls and a boy, and we went out gold panning.
Oh, yeah.
And just for a bit of fun, we had an empty Sprite bottle to which I was hitting, using it as a bat, hitting grapes at one of my daughters trying to hit her.
Right, right.
And, I wasn't a real good shot, so my eight-year-old son said, Dad, give me a go. So I kept hitting the grapes over at my daughter, and he's just walked a bit close and crang up the side of the melon.
You burst out laughing, sir?
Yeah, well, my second oldest daughter and myself, we couldn't look at each other. We were laughing. We're actually going to put a movie together this year called A Christmas with the Crangs.
That's a great idea.
Good stuff.
Meek, you are my father of the year. You know, I'm not big on kids and stuff, but if it's all hitting grapes at kiddies, then I'm in. That is good.
But no, I'm not really that good because I never hit a one.
Oh, well.
Well, it looks like someone has found a way to convince Ed to have some children. Yeah. Very nice. Yes.
Gold panning's fun. Hitting grapes at kids is fun. And then smacking them upside the head with stuff. Fantastic. In a nice way, Nikki. In a nice way.
In a nice way.
Okay. G'day, Kate. How are you? Oh.
Kate?
Hello.
Okay. Sorry, I had you on hands-free. I was being a bit lazy.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. You were talking to another show, weren't you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I bet you were.
Now, Kate, what have you been laughing at?
Oh, God, I'm so inappropriate, but my whole family follows suit as well. My grandparents live in Brisbane, and they had my younger little turd of a cousin go up and stay with them.
Yes.
And, of course, they filled her full of every junk food you can possibly imagine to the point where she, you know, came out of her bed saying, I feel sick.
Yeah.
Got to the hallway, did the massive vomit in the hallway.
Yes.
The grandpa runs out in distress.
Yep.
Slips on the vomit.
Of course he does.
Does the hip, and on the way down, gets diarrhea.
Oh! No, on the way down.
What?
And you were the only one laughing, were you?
My dad got the phone call, and my grandma's obviously telling him in distress, and Dad had tears streaming down his face. Oh, and he could hardly relay the story to the rest of the family because he was crying. He just couldn't. He couldn't even talk. He was laughing so hard.
Tell me something. Tell me something, Kate. Do you reckon you guys could reenact that for Australia's Got Talent? Because that's going to win.
Oh, look, the explosive diarrhea on impact.
It's a great punchline to any story.
Yeah,
it really is.
I lost it.
Fair enough.
Well, you've added insult to injury here on National Radio. Well done,
Benham. Thank you, Kate.
We have got time just for one more inappropriate laugh. Who's it going to be?
Hey, John. Hey, John, how are you?
Thanks, really good. How are you?
Excellent, mate. What did you laugh at?
Well, it was pretty funny. Me and my little brother were climbing through Ku'ringai National Park.
New South Wales.
Down some cliffs. He's jumped off this rock, hit all this leaf litter. He's running towards the edge of this cliff, and he couldn't stop, couldn't get down. He's grabbed this tree to stop himself, and it snapped, and he's gone over the edge, and I've got tears running down my eyes. On this side. And all I could hear is this scream as he's fallen off this cliff, and now, whack, I'm laughing my head off, of course. There he is, lying on his back, licking all this leaf litter.
How's he doing? How's he doing, this bloke?
No, he's fine. He's a copper now, so he's not too bad.
No, he's a copper. He's still down there, but...
We hide the mistakes, you know.
That is great, John. You're like Roadrunner and he's like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
And of course the old man gets really upset because I'm laughing.
Yeah, sure he does.
Well, there's a lot of it out there. It's good to know that it's not just us.
That's another good phone topic.
Yeah.
Ever fallen off a cliff?
Yeah. Well, do you want to push the Prime Minister off a cliff?
Yes, please.
Is that sizzle in anyone's book?
Oh, yes.
Let's do that next. I'll get this. Thanks, everyone. That's Kiss Chasey here. Get this around the nation on Triple M. Katie Diamond, superstar from Albury, is with us.
Oh, what a title.
True.
Kiss Chasey, that's what we were just playing in here.
Bang.
Is that what's been going on? Hello.
Hang on.
We were just talking about inappropriate subjects for laughter and comedy just before. A man was pissing himself as he saw a friend of his fall off a cliff.
His brother.
That's nice, isn't it?
People often fall off a cliff on this show.
The Labor Party says,
There you go. That's a ringtone. One of the many ringtones available from the Get This website, triplem.com.au. We've got lots of... clips of the Prime Minister. If you want to bag these up and take them back to Albury, Katie.
Thank you.
They're very useful to have around. What does the Prime Minister say when he's coming at you with a bayonet, Richard?
Aye, aye, aye.
There you go. Got that from the old war comics. People love it when John Howard, you know, does inappropriate things on this show. What else have we got him doing, Rich?
What's your rap name again?
1 Cent.
Of course. Hey, and let's go out with some more rhymes. I'll get you going. He's Johnny from the block. He's the MC with all the clout.
That is really what the economic debate is about.
He's going to kick some ass at the upcoming election.
The fundamental direction is a forward direction.
He's busting some moves. He's spewing invective.
Please let us have a sense of perspective.
He's the dopest of leaders. He's everyone's homie.
I think most of the concerns are phony.
Care to join me for a breakdance, Mr. Howard?
No way, Jose.
See?
Brilliant.
You know, we're going to miss him if he goes. Yeah. From a comedy point of view, I mean. Mm.
Who will we go for then? Pine?
Oh, yeah, Pine. He's in the crosshairs.
Pine face?
Oh, Pine.
What is it with Pine? Is he the new downer? Is he sort of downer light? Is that what he is?
He's downer mark too.
Are you working on a Christopher Pine for the show?
I guess I am. Yeah, but I'm more of a physical representation.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to do...
Yeah, today was the day you were going to do...
My Cundall.
Peter Cundall.
Peter Cundall having an interview
with George Harrison,
from the Beatles.
Do you do any impressions on your show, Katie?
No.
Nah, well, look and learn. What have you got for us, Mr. Mars?
Sorry, I was working on my Alan Seal versus Charlie Watts this weekend, so I've gotten confused. So I'm going to have to... can I take a night? Can I take 24 hours?
We'll give you a free pass on this one, only because the clock's against us, Richard. Here, get this. Thank you, Paul Kelly. Time to sign off here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Thank you, Katie Diamond, for sitting in for the whole hour. Now, what can you plug? Obviously, your show in Albury.
Yes, 104.9 tomorrow. Matt and Monty on Star FM.
Bang. Oh, man.
And what's the big sizzle topic tomorrow?
Ooh, you'll have to tune in and see. Don't put me on the spotlight.
Dam levels. Dam levels, maybe.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks to everybody who's contributed today. I'd like to say hello to a man called Ian McPhee who sent us an email saying, I am a dead ringer for Steven Seagal.
Whoa. Ooh.
Want a photo? Let me know. I think we do.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Is this a new competition? Do you think Steven Seagal lookalikes?
Ooh.
I know we had our last idea, Mockbill in our midst rejected.
Fantastic.
Send us in a Tony Mockbill at your office. It was a lot of trouble.
I think he's Steve Vember for November.
Okay. The trouble wasn't from the station, it was from the Mockbell family,
yeah,
so we've knocked that idea on the head. Send us a photo if you look like Steven Seagal, and I'm sure the Prize King will have something special for you.
Yeah, drag something out.
Don't forget to visit the Get This website, part of the Triple M Labyrinth online.
TripleM.com.au.
Don't forget to check out our Sheffield Shield Gallery.
Oh, yeah, see what Wayne Holdsworth really looks like.
And, of course, plenty of lookalikes and illegal downloads to be taken advantage of. Jump. The new podcast hopefully will go up tonight. Possibly not. Our key phrase today, especially for Richard's parents.
I-E-A-E.
There we go.
I love hearing that one. Thanks, Katie. We'll be back tomorrow with Sully from up north. Yes, one of the Triple M family. It's all thanks to the Nissan Navara huge pulling power, 4 beverage holders, and a China hutch. That's right.
Now it's allowing you know.
It's Richard here. And get this. Thank you, Paul Kelly. Time to sign off here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Thank you, Katie Diamond, for sitting in for the whole hour. Now, what can you plug? Obviously, your show in Albury.
Yes, 104.9 tomorrow. Matt and Monty on Star FM.
Bang.
Oh, man. And what's the big sizzle topic tomorrow?
Ooh, you'll have to tune in and see. Don't put me on the spotlight.
Dam levels. Dam levels, maybe.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks to everybody who's contributed today. I'd like to say hello to a man called Ian McPhee who sent us an email saying, I am a dead ringer for Steven Seagal.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Want a photo? Let me know. I think we do.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Is this a new competition? Do you think Steven Seagal lookalikes?
Ooh.
Yeah. I know we had our last idea, Mockbill in our midst rejected.
Fantastic.
Send us in a Tony Mockbill at your office. It was a lot of trouble.
I think he's Steve Vember for November.
Okay. The trouble wasn't from the station, it was from the Mockbell family,
yeah,
so we've knocked that idea on the head. Send us a photo if you look like Steven Seagal, and I'm sure the Prize King will have something special for you.
Yeah, drag something out.
Don't forget to visit the Get This website, part of the Triple M Labyrinth online.
TripleM.com.au.
Don't forget to check out our Sheffield Shield Gallery.
Oh, yeah, see what Wayne Holdsworth really looks like.
And, of course, plenty of lookalikes and illegal downloads to be taken advantage of. Jump. The new podcast hopefully will go up tonight. Possibly not. Our key phrase today, especially for Richard's parents.
I-E-A-E.
There we go. I love hearing that one.
Thanks, Katie. We'll be back tomorrow with Sully from up north. Yes, one of the Triple M family. It's all thanks to the Nissan Navara huge pulling power, four beverage holders, and a China hutch. That's right.
Now it's all out in you know.